Now we'll go to our sibling composers, Nadia and Lily Boulanger. They were born into a family of musicians. Their father and grandfather taught at the Paris Conservatory. The father won the Grand Prix de Rome and traveled to Rome and Florence. After his return to Paris, he composed operas while teaching at the Conservatoire. There he met the talented 18-year-old Russian singer Raisa Michetskaya, whom he married when he was 62, so a 44-year age difference between them. Nadia was born 10 years later, in 1887, and Lily 6 years after that. By the age of 16, Nadia Boulanger had won every prize available at the Paris Conservatoire. 2 years after her first compositions, she won second place in the Prix de Rome competition. She studied composition with Gabriel Fauré, among others, and she succeeded Fauré as organist of the Madeleine Church after his death in 1924. By this time, Boulanger had decided to forego composition. By the late 1930s, Boulanger was conducting major orchestras and important performances. The Royal Philharmonic in London, the Boston Symphony, the New York Philharmonic, and the Philadelphia Orchestra. She was probably the first woman to conduct these distinguished ensembles. Primarily, though, Nadia became one of the most highly sought-after composition teachers in the Western world, a calling she answered for nearly 70 years, nurturing such talents as Aaron Copland, Walter Piston, Virgil Thompson, Roy Harris, and Elliot Carter. Let's hear a little piano piece of Nadia Boulanger's written in 1919, Vers la vie nouvelle. Emil Naumoff, Nadia's last pupil, is the pianist.